Good morning.
大家早。
What a pleasure to see you again. I see many old faces and new faces.
很高兴跟大家再见面。我碰到很多新的面孔，也很多是比较旧的面孔。
Many of you may remember my mother, Esther Young, in the wheelchair back there.
大家可能认得我的妈妈，郭妈妈，郭太太在后面。
And also my oldest daughter, Phoenix, who's hiding right now.
我的大女儿 Phoenix 在躲起来。
And my wife, Barbara Jean, as usual, is running around the building somewhere.
我的太太师母是到处在跑。
We have recently adopted two more children 2 years ago.
我们最近两年前领养了另外两个小孩。
When you hear a lot of children screaming and being very loud, those are mine.
如果你听到有小孩很吵闹的话呢，那些是我的。
So life has been very busy for me as and more so for my wife lately.
我们的生活最近忙得不得了，特别是我的太太更是这样。
And today I want to bring you to a passage in God's Word that talks about.Being too busy.
今天我就希望跟大家分享圣经里面的一段话，特别讲到在忙乱的生活里面怎么样。
So let's go ahead and let's bow our heads to ask for God's blessing on His Word.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Your Spirit to descend upon us, enabling us to understand and to receive and to respond to Your Word.
We 亲爱的主，我们求圣灵临到我们当中，帮助我们来明白你的话。
We pray that you would speak powerfully so that we would hear your voice.
我们求你，你带着能力的说出来，我们也可以听到你的声音。
And for all of us, that by the end of this time of worship, that we will be able to say to one another, God has spoken.
让我们在崇拜完了之后，我们都可以彼此的说，上帝对我们说话了。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
We will be now turning to Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38.
我们打开圣经，路加福音第十章，从第38节开始。
Now, while you are looking for that passage, there is a game that.My church's youth group used to play.
我们在找那段经文的时候呢，我要提一下，我以前做一个青少年的时候，我们的青年小组很喜欢玩一个游戏。
And in this game, you must do several things at the same time.
这个游戏呢，就是我们需要做好几样事情。
You must drink water.
要喝水。
You must blow out your opponent's candle.
你还要吹灭对方的蜡烛。
You must hold your own candle.
那你要拿住你的蜡烛。
And you must light the match to relight your own candle.
然后呢，你还要点燃你的蜡烛。
So you must do many things at the same time.
所以在这个游戏里面，你要做很多的事情。
While I was playing this game, I was very busy with.All the things I must do.
我在玩这个游戏的时候，我都忙得不得了。
So my wife is screaming at me and saying, "Light the candle, light the candle."
我太太就叫说，哎呀，点蜡烛，点蜡烛。
But I was so busy that I could not hear her.
但是我太忙了，我听也听不到她说什么。
So I lost the game.
所以我输了。
In the same way.
同样的。
When we are busy, we cannot hear the Lord.
当我们很忙的时候，我们听不到主的声音。
And this is what I want to talk about.
这就是我今天要讲的。
Now in Hong Kong, people are always rushing.
在香港的话，人都是忙着在跑。
When you exit the airplane,In other countries, people say, bye-bye, bye-bye.
下飞机的时候，别的国家都说再见，再见。
In Hong Kong, it's always, 回了，回了，回了。
在香港的话就说快点快点快点。
Yeah, or, yeah, yeah, or hurry, hurry, hurry. So everyone, Hong Kong is in a rush.
在香港每一个人都是很忙的。
I think many Chinese people, many Asians are the same way.
可能亚洲人都是一样。
In San Francisco,
在三藩市
Los Angeles,
洛杉矶
New York City,
纽约市
Singapore,
新加坡
always in a rush.
都是在赶。
Many times, I am very impatient when the person in front of me is walking too slow.
有些时候我自己也没有耐心，特别前面那个人走得很慢。
Because they are texting on their phone.
因为他们在手机上面在打字。
I want to go to their phone and touch their phone like this.
我就希望去碰他们的手机，替他们做。
Because they walk too slow.
但走得太慢了。
I hate it when people drive too slow.
我也讨厌一些人开车开得很慢。
First thing, put my finger on the horn.
我就站在那边按我的喇叭 beep, 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 beep.
So as Christians, we become very busy.
所以作为基督徒我们很多时候很忙。
When my father and mother dedicated their lives to Jesus, they started going to church.
当我的父母把自己奉献给主耶稣的时候，他们也开始去教会。
And as a family, we started going to church together.
那我们就一家人就一起去教会。
We noticed that the Christians in church were always much busier than we were.
我们就发现那些教会里面的基督徒好像比我们更要忙。
My father always likes to laugh with all the young people.
我的父亲很喜欢跟年轻人一起笑。
And the people would say he is the most fun old person in church.
那些人都说他是教会里面老人人当中最有趣的一个人。
Because my father is not used to being busy.
因为我父亲以前不是那么忙。
But in church, there are many meetings.
但是在教会里面很多开会。
Many things to do.
很多事情要做。
VBS.
暑期的圣经学校。
BSF.
这个圣经的研究的团契。
Sunday school.
主日学。
Committee meetings.
这个小组委员会开会。
All this is very good.
那些都很好。
But we can become so busy we cannot hear God.
但是我们会变得那么忙，我们听不到上帝的声音。
This I want to talk about today.
这就是我今天要讲的。
Let's go to verse 38.
我们来看第38节。
The Bible says, as Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄。有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。
Martha was hospitable.
马大是一个非常欢迎来宾的人。
She sees 13 men.
她看到13个人。
And these men are very hungry.
那些人都很饿。
Men eat a lot of meat.
男人特别是吃很多的肉。
Martha says, come in, come in, come in.
马大就说请进请进请进。
Sit down, sit down.
请坐下。
Eat, eat, eat.
吃吧吃吧。
This is very good.
都很好。
But she became very busy.
但是她却变得非常的忙。
Verse 39.
第39节。
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
In the ancient times, it was customary that a disciple or follower of Jesus would sit at the teacher's feet to listen.
在那个时代，一般的门徒就会安静的这个坐在老师的跟前来听。
The disciple was always very close and intimate with the teacher.
门徒都是对老师非常的亲近，非常的友善。
Today, we like to learn from a distance.
今天的话，我们喜欢有距离的学习。
Most students are very far from the teacher.
大部分的学生离开老师很远。
Many of you have gone to university.
大部分我们当中的人都上过大学。
Many of you learn from the internet.
有一些人可能是用上网来学习。
Many of you learn from the radio or TV.
或者说从这个电台这个 电视学习。
And the student is very far from the teacher.
老师跟这学生的距离很远。
So we learn information, but we do not learn the person.
我们学会一些的资讯，但是我们不认识那个人。
But Mary wants to be like Jesus.
但是玛利亚希望好像耶稣一样。
So she sits at the feet to listen to Jesus.
所以她就坐在耶稣的脚前来聆听。
And this is how people learn in Jesus' day.
在耶稣那个时代一般的人就是这样的来学习的。
If you want your life to change,
如果你要你的生命改变，
You not only need more information,
不单只你需要多一些的资讯,
but you must be intimate with Jesus.
而且你需要跟耶稣亲近。
You want to be more like Jesus, you must be intimate with Jesus.
如果你要像耶稣一样，你就需要跟耶稣很亲近。
She had the ability to focus on Jesus.
玛利亚有这个本事，就是专注的在耶稣的身上。
She was not distracted by the 13 hungry men.
她不受这13个男人很饿，受他们的影响。
She focused on Jesus.
她专注在耶稣的身上。
Verse 40.
第四十节。
But Martha was distracted.
这里就说马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
In the original language, the word distracted means to be stretched apart.
在原文那个字忙乱是被拉的多方向。
Like octopus.
好像那个八爪鱼。
I would hate to be an octopus.
那我不希望成为八爪鱼。
It's too many arms.
因为太多手了。
Stretch in many different directions.
被拉往不同的方向。
But when you are busy, this is what happens.
但是当我们忙的时候，这却是发生在我们身上的。
You become stretched in different directions.
你就被拉往不同的方向去。
When I was a deacon here, it was in 1980.
我在金门教会当执事的时候，那个是1980年代。
My responsibility was to take out the trash.
我的责任是把垃圾拿出去。
Manage the building construction.
然后负责我们盖教会。
Lead the youth group.
带青年人的小组。
Play piano.
弹钢琴。
Do many, many different things.
做很多很多的事情。
And many times,
很多时候,
I was extremely busy.
我真的是忙不过来。
On Friday night, I would come home from work and need to get ready for youth group.
礼拜五下班回家之后，我就要准备带我们的年轻小组。
My mother would come out with a small bag with chicken. Eat something, eat something.
我的妈妈就拿着一袋这个鸡肉，就说吃一点东西吧，吃一点。
And I say, I have no time.
我就说我没时间了。
I must go to youth group.
我要去青年团契。
Now, all these programs are good.
这些活动都很好。
Serving the Lord is good.
服侍主很好。
But,
但是,
the devil can use good things for bad purposes.
魔鬼可以利用一些好的事做这个不好的目标。
Let's look at this. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
马大心里忙乱，因为他事后的事情多。
In the original language, the word for preparations is the same word as deacon.
在原文这个事后的事就是跟这个执事的同一个字根。
Martha was doing the work of a deaconess.
马大是一个女执事。
She was serving.
她在服侍。
She was being a minister.
她是在服侍别人。
She was helping.
她在帮助人。
She was cooking.
她在煮饭。
She was assisting.
她是在帮助人。
And there is much joy in serving Jesus.
我们服侍主很有喜乐。
But the Lord is not pleased if we do not listen first.
但是我们这样的服侍却不没有聆听的话，主不喜悦。
The Bible says she came to him and asked.
圣经就说马大就进前来说，
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
Lord, scold her.
主啊，你应该责备她。
Reprimand her.
就骂她。
Spank her.
打她。
She is no good.
她不好。
I am good.
我很好。
Because I serve you.
因为我服侍你。
I serve your disciples.
我服侍你的门徒。
Tell her to be more like me.
叫玛利亚更像我。
Many times when we are so busy, we take pride in ourselves.
很多时候我们很忙的时候，我们会对自己觉得很骄傲。
I've been like this before.
我也曾经这样做过。
When I'm so busy,
当我很忙的时候，
so tired because of church work,
因为教会的事情多，我很累。
And sometimes I pray, Lord, look at all these lazy people.
有时候我就祷告说，主啊，你看到那些不做事情的人。
And this is what was in Martha's heart.
那个大概就是在马大的心里面的想法。
Jesus responds.
耶稣就回答。
Notice he does not scold her.
你注意到耶稣也没有责备马大。
But he says, Martha, Martha.
他就说马大，马大。
In the New Testament,When Jesus says your name twice, two times.
在新约里面，如果耶稣叫你的名字两次，
He says it with a tender heart.
他就是用很温柔的心来讲的。
He was pouring out compassion to Martha.
他是用这种同情啊对待啊马大。
He wanted to comfort Martha.
他也希望安慰马大。
So, you might think it's Martha, Martha.
所以如果你想他是马大，马大。
But no, it's Martha, Martha.
是马大，马大。
The Lord answered, You are worried and upset about many things.
耶稣说你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
This is Jesus' way of saying that Martha was stressed out.
这个是主耶稣表达的方式，他是在很大的压力下面。
When you are stressed out, sometimes you may be angry.
当我们在压力下面，有时说我们会很生气。
Some people get depressed.
有一些人呢，就会忧郁。
Some people withdraw and become alone.
有一些人呢，就退缩，就一个人孤单的在一起。
Many people react to stress in different ways.
不同的人对于压力有不同的反应。
I get very frustrated when I am stressed.
当我在压力下面的时候，我有些时候就不知所措。
For me, I hit things.
我有些时候就会敲东西。
My stomach hurts.
我的肚子就开始痛。
That is the way I react to stress.
那当我有压力的时候，这个是我身体的反应。
I know you are very busy.
我相信你们也都是很忙。
Some of you have school.
有一些需要上学。
Some of you have a business.
有些有工作。
And you have family.
有家庭。
You have a spouse.
有伴侣配偶。
You have many friends.
有很多朋友。
You have many relatives.
有很多亲戚。
And so you are very busy.
所以你很忙。
How do you handle the stress?
那我们怎么样处理这些的压力呢？
It is amazing that in this modern times, we have so many conveniences.
我们就发现在现代有很多很方便的事情。
We have email.
我们可以用电子邮件。
Federal Express mail.
我们可以用特快的寄信。
Microwave oven.
我们可以用叮叮来热东西。
And we have a smartphone.
我们有这个智能的手机。
All the information is instantly in your hand.
很多的资讯都在我们的手上。
We have every tool we need to make life go faster.
我们有很多的工具让我们做事情更快。
And yet, why is it that the average sleep time today for adults is only 6.5 to 7 hours?
但是什么原因啊？这个成人一般平均睡眠的时间是6.5小时。
100 years ago, the average sleep time was 9 hours.
100年前平均睡眠的时间是9小时。
And yet we can do things faster than ever before.
但是我们可以做很多事情比以前快多了。
If you are late on the freeway, you call.
如果我们在高速公路上面开车，我们迟到了，我们就打电话。
You can talk on the phone without going to a payphone.
我们不需要找一个要投钱进去的电话亭，我们就可以打电话。
So why are you so busy?
那为什么我们那么忙呢？
There's too many things in our lives.
因为在我们的生命里面有太多的东西。
When you have more space in your schedule,
当我们在我们的运作表有更多的空间的时候，
You will fill it up with many good things.
我们总是会把更多的这个加进去。
There are many movies you can see.
我们可以看更多的电影。
TV shows you can watch.
电视的节目。
friends that you can visit.
啊，我们可以看朋友。
Classes to take.
我们也可以去上不同的课。
Books to read.
看不同的书。
These are all good.
啊，那些都很好的。
But then no time for the Lord.
但是我们没时间给我们的主。
And we become stressed out.
我们也在这种的压力下面。
So Jesus says in verse 42,
在第42节耶稣说,
But only one thing is needed.
但是不可少的只有一件。
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
My little daughter sometimes has problems focusing.
我的小女儿有时候没法子专注。
We want her to walk 10 feet from here to go to the bathroom to brush her teeth.
我们有时候要求她从这个地方去这个刷牙大概十尺的路。
But sometimes to walk 10 feet,It takes 10 minutes for her.
但是有些时候要走十尺，她要用十分钟才走过去。
Because so many distractions.
因为有很多别的事情在引诱她。
She has her toy over on the right side.
她在右边有她的玩具。
TV on the left side.
电视在她的左边。
Her sister.On the right side.
她的姐妹在右边。
Her other sister on the left side.
她另外一个姐妹在左边。
There are many distractions that she will not walk straight 10 feet.
很多搅扰她的，所以她没法子直的走这十尺的路。
We always have to tell her, focus, focus.
我们常常要提醒他专注专注。
Jesus tells Martha, focus, focus.
耶稣对马大说专注专注。
Have you ever wondered why that 200 years ago people were able to accomplish more than today?
你没有想过为什么200年前的人好像他们可以成就比今天更多的事情。
Martin Luther translated the Bible into German.
马丁路德把圣经翻译成为德文。
He prayed 3 hours a day.
他每一天祷告3个小时。
He has no computer.
他没有电脑。
He has no secretary.
他也没有秘书帮助他。
How does he do it?
他怎么做呢?
Focus.
专注。
Paul, the apostle.
使徒保罗。
He has shipwrecks.
他碰过船被撞。
He goes to jail.
他也坐牢。
He planted many churches.
他开始了很多教会。
And yet, how does he accomplish so much?
但是他怎么可能做那么多的事情?
He focuses.
因为他很专注。
He said, 1 Corinthians 2, For I resolve to know nothing but Christ himself,And him crucified.
在哥林多前书第二章，他就说：“我不知道别的事情，只知道耶稣和他所钉的十字架。”
You see, that is focus.
那个就是专注。
Hebrews chapter 12, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
希伯来书第十二章就告诉我们说：“我们要专注我们的主耶稣，他是为我们创始成终的主。”
That is focus.
那个就是专注。
How How could John Wesley accomplish so much during the time of great revival where millions of people came to Jesus? How?
在这个大复兴的时代，约翰·威斯理怎么可能做那么多的事情？
He was known to pray 8 hours a day.
我们听说他是一天八个小时在祷告。
How does he accomplish so much?
他怎么可能做那么多的事情？
Focus.
专注。
And that is what Jesus means in this passage.
在这段经文，这就是耶稣的意思。
Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
I and my wife now are very busy parents.
我跟我的太太是非常忙的父母。
And we like to attend to many details.
我们也希望注意很细微的事情。
But there are experienced parents that gave us advice.
但是有一些有经验的父母就给我们一些的建议。
One parent told us that when you have one child, you worry about many things.
有一个家长就跟我们说，如果你只有一个孩子，你就会担心很多的事情。
When the pacifier falls on the floor, what do you do?
当那个奶嘴丢在地上的时候，我们会怎么做？
Many parents pick up the pacifier and they boil it in water.
有一些家长把奶嘴捡起来，就把它放在开水里面。
And then they put it in the baby's mouth.
然后再放进去baby 的嘴中。
When you have two children,
如果你有两个孩子的话，
when the pacifier falls on the floor,
当这个奶嘴丢在地上，
you get the wet wipes and you clean the pacifier.
你就拿一些湿的纸把它擦干净。
Then you put it in the baby's mouth.
然后你就放进去这个婴孩的嘴里面。
But when you have three children,
但是如果你有三个孩子的话，
the pacifier falls on the floor.
这个奶嘴丢在地上，
you pick up the pacifier.
你就捡起来。
You go,
so,
and you put it in the baby's mouth.
你就放进去这个婴孩的嘴里面。
And parents of many children say that when you have many children, it actually becomes easier.
所以那些有很多小孩的家长，他们就会说，当你有很多小孩的时候，反而是更轻松一点。
Because you learn to focus.
因为你学会专注。
And you learn to focus on what is most important.
你会专注在什么是最重要的。
And what is most important is to train up your children in the faith and in the instruction of the Lord.
最重要的乃是把小孩带在主的面前，按照主的话教导他们。
Experienced parents say sometimes the children's the socks they don't match.
有一些有经验的家长就会说，小孩穿的袜子有些时候不配。
It's okay.
没什么是大不了。
Sometimes you have a baby and you have the throw up on your shoulder.
如果你抱一个婴孩，他就吐。
It's okay.
没事，没事。
My daughters, they got the permanent marker. Okay, permanent marker.
他们女儿们，他们用那些笔。
They drew all on the little one's butt.
他就在小妹妹的屁股上面就画字。
They wrote, I love you.
他们就写我爱你。
And we have to say, it's okay, it's okay.
我们也学会说没事。
So those words were on here for 10 days.
所以那些字在那些衣服上面十天。
If we worry too much about these things, we cannot focus on the Lord.
如果我们担心这些事情的话，我们没法子专注在主的面前。
Same thing with you.
同样的，我们都是一样。
Maybe you have children.
也许你有小孩子。
Maybe you have no children.
也许你没有孩子。
You might be married.
也许你结婚。
You might be single.
或者说你还单身。
But I know you're all busy.
但是我知道都很忙。
We live in a modern city.
我们活在这个现代的社会里面
，so many things to do，
很多事情可以做
，many good things，
很多好的事情
，but you must focus，
但是我们一定要专注。
Many times, this is what we do. We say, work, 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 pray.
很多时候我们会这样说。做事做事做事做事做事祷告。
But Jesus says, pray, work, pray, work, pray, work, pray, work, pray, work.
主耶稣却说祷告做事祷告做事祷告做事。
This is the simplest way to put it.
这个是最简单的方式来描写。
Because you can focus on Jesus if you make it simple.
因为你把它简化的话，你就可以专注在耶稣的身上。
You might have financial worries.
也许我们为我们的财务担心。
You might have relationship worries.
也许我们为我们的人际关系担心。
You might have family worries.
也许我们为我们的家庭担心。
You might have ministry worries.
也许我们为我们的服事担心。
You might have health worries.
也许我们为我们的健康担心。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
但是让我们把焦点放在耶稣的身上。
Focus on Jesus.
专注在耶稣的身上。
Focus on his cross.
把我们的焦点放在他的十字架。
Focus on his word.
焦点放在耶稣的话。
And it will never be taken from you.
那些都不能够被夺去的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，谢谢你的话。
Forgive us for being too busy.
饶恕我们，有时说我们太忙了。
We like to multitask for you.
我们都希望为主做很多的事情。
Now we know only one task is needed.
但是我们知道唯有一件是最主要的。
Draw us to the cross.
带我们到你的十字架前
，where you suffered and died，
你为我们受苦被钉十字架
，where we gain all hope and comfort，
我们就从那里得到盼望和安慰。
Thank you for your cross，
我们为十字架感谢你。
Help us now to understand your grace more and more.
帮助我们更了解你的恩典。
Help us to understand your gospel.
帮助我们来了解你的福音。
Help us to understand your word.
帮助我们明白你的话。
Help us to listen to your voice.
也帮助我们能够聆听你的声音。
Help us to know you better.
帮助我们更认识你。
So we can become more like you.
好叫我们能更像你。
Take our lives, Lord.
拿我们的生命。
Mold us and shape us.
来改变它，磨练它。
According to your word.
按照你的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.